This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:51, and this is Nation Radio, Team 1260. We're, on Twitter today. Follow us at It's Nation Radio. And, we'll get your questions and your comments next week. And as the time goes on, we're really high tech now. Moving on. And, of course, the old email still works. NationRadio at theteam1260.com. Thinking about this yesterday, about Adam Larson, and the fact that the Edmonton Oilers spent their sixth overall pick in 1980 on Paul Coffey, and they've never been close since. Now, Lowe was a first-round pick in 79, and then after that, they drafted in the first round Lowe in 79, Coffey in 80, Jim Playfair in 82, Bukaboom in 83, Selmar Oderlein in 84, Francois Leroux in 88, Jason Soles in 89, Nick Stadjuhar in 93, Matthew Dakota in 1996, and then nothing until Alex Plante in 2007, and then nothing since then. Defensemen are not good bet at the top of the draft for a couple of reasons. Injury and development time. We know that. But you can make a case for Larson because he's a very mature player for his age. He's been playing big minutes in the SEL for a long time now, a couple of seasons, played over 20 minutes during his team's playoff drive, and Larson could anchor the Blue for a decade once he arrives. And if he comes at 20, you know what? You've got until 27. And that would be a huge part of the Boys on the Bus version 2.0. Drafting Larson would mean passing on a few kids who may score 80-plus points or more in the NHL, but if he can play 28 to 30 minutes a night, shut down the other guy, and deliver 40 points, you can see why Stu McGregor and the Edmonton Oilers would at least contemplated that. I still think Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is going to be the number one pick this year to the Edmonton Oilers. But I also think there might be an opportunity if, as we talked with Kirk Ludicky about Larson dropping to 4 or 5, maybe trading up into that position. And if that player is available, or even if Dougie Hamilton or Ryan Murphy is available, picking in that top 8, getting another pick from 19 to 8 might be the key of the highway. They tried to do it a year ago, found a stubborn Peter Chiarelli, but Larson is not obviously Tyler Seguin. Getting an elite center and an elite defenseman in the same year would give the Oilers a stunning foundation rolling out past my retirement and long into whatever is going to follow Twitter. So it's unlikely, absolutely, but you know what? It's possible. No guts, no glory, and I think this draft, the 2010 draft, is going to 2011 draft is going to be a huge draft, and following on the Taylor Hall draft, the Edmonton Oilers should be set for years in that brand new building. We've had a great show today. Enjoyed it very much, Twittering and emailing and talking to people like Dustin Nielsen from Team 1260's morning show, Matt Bug from Dauber Hockey. We're going to have him on our broadcast on draft day number 2, the Saturday. Kirk Ludicky from Bruins Draft Watch. We talked about the top 10 in depth. And we also had Matt Fenwick. Funny guy. Stopped in Innisfail. Couldn't be bothered to, get off the highway. Just parked there and cars almost hit him for about 15 minutes. And we enjoyed talking to him as well. You know what? We had a great show today. My thanks for Wanya to doing all the Twitter stuff and to Connor, our producer. We're back next Saturday. We'll have more draft talk, some interesting talks from prospects as well. So stay tuned to Nation Radio next Saturday. And Live from Gretzky's is coming up next.